Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Coach told me you have this, Craig, but I tweeted this out last night when I first saw the story from the Wichita police. I told the Wichita police we'd be on the case this morning, and I'd like to be on that case right away. Looking for this girl that pooped in a beauty shop. Yeah,
she
yeah.
has been identified.
Oh, they got her. Okay,
but damn. They haven't. But they haven't scooped her up yet.
They haven't found her. Yeah. Should have came in here last night, but
hopefully they scooped a turd. Yeah,
the last update I saw on the Wichita Police Facebook page was it said identified across the photos,
right?
But they haven't found her.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay,
I am curious how bad of a grumpy you have to drop to ruin 8 wigs. That was the report. 8 wigs were damaged.
It was that messy.
Did she use it to
wipe?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She used it to wipe.
That's what I thought. She grabbed the wigs to wipe.
That was not said in what I read.
You just need one?
The wigs were a mop?
I thought maybe she used it to clean herself.
And it took 8 of them.
Maybe.
No, I think
the report is 8.
I don't know.
I think she used it to wipe herself, right?
That's
But 8 wigs.
Maybe she didn't use each one of them thoroughly.
And they might have been little hair pieces. Sometimes are not that. The hair pieces.
Right.
That's a whole different way of saying that. Yes. They're not full size. Yeah, so who knows what they were.
She went to, it was at the beauty supply store.
Right.
And she went in there and allegedly defecated.
Yeah.
What it says.
Either she
here.
did or she didn't. It was right there.
In the middle of an aisle.
Yeah, it wasn't the dog.
Well, it could have been.
They probably can't say it definitively till they get a little DNA. Did they have video?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was video of her in the store.
Of her squatting?
Yeah, the incident was captured on video surveillance.
Okay.
Police said, this is a quote from the police.
All right.
The incident was captured on video surveillance, but for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault.
Well, no, that's not.
Fecal assault.
First of all, there was a video years ago of a woman in the grocery store that stood by the tomatoes, just lowered her butt, and just pooped right there on the floor in a grocery store. They showed that video. Why not show it?
I saw a video of that lady in a subway or something, too.
That's right. There was a couple of them recently of people just had to poop, and they were places they just laid it out.
The Wichita Police Department's got a little bit more decency there.
They do.
Well, apparently. Yeah.
They also called her public enemy number 2. And the poopetrator.
That's the number 2 is funny.
That's
the poopetrator.
Yeah, that's funny. That term. That is funny.
They must have called somebody over at the Lawrence PD to get some lines.
Yeah, they got some. They're funny guys.
Offender number 2.
So they should swab her butthole and just compare. That's what I'm thinking they do, right? They take a swab of her butthole and compare it to
you can get DNA from anywhere.
Sure. Yeah. You'd think that, thank you, Nick.
Right. you could go butthole.
Well, you really want to go to the source.
You always say that.
You might as well go butthole, Extra piece of corn.
I don't know procedure when it comes to fecal assault.
Could be a piece of corn in the wig, man. Corn in the wig. Enjoy your breakfast this morning, man.
I'm just saying you don't need to use alleged. If there's video of her doing it, it's not an alleged.
Yeah, that's stupid.
No, she did it.
That's a cop thing when they say, or a law thing when they always say alleged.
Yeah, that's a legal
matter. Drives us crazy.
No, she did it. We've got the video.
Right.
Well, I think 8 wigs, it could be more of a spray situation.
That's what I'm thinking. She exploded.
Oh. Like she had tacos the night before?
Like if it were clean, you could just wipe yourself with a Merkin.
Maybe she
and be good.
Maybe she was embarrassed. Maybe she was just embarrassed,
Yeah, they got the Merkins at the beauty supply store.
Probably not. That might be a more specialty store.
I've been inside one with my wife before because she's gotten some product there. No, it's just like a regular store, so I don't know if there's a Merkin or not.
You weren't looking for Merkins.
I stopped paying attention for a second. I thought you were talking about a Merkin store.
No. That's a lot of crotch cancer.
Yeah, it's a big demand.
It's a whole store, man. Well, it's not just crotch cancer. Excuse me, it's all cancer.
I was going to say, the cancer doesn't have to be in a crotch.
Right. Yeah, you
the
lose
cancer
your hair.
Makes you lose all your hair.
Right.
No matter what cancer it is. Well, the chemo.
The Merkin had to go away when everybody started shaving their crotch and pie area.
Awful for the Merkin industry.
Yeah, I mean, because even guys don't care if there's hair down there. Maybe some older dudes would give a crap. But, that's the shimmel bit when he was in there when he got canceled, they went in to try to sell him the Merkins, you know. But, you know, when guys had hair down there, and most women don't anymore. Maybe not full bushes, you know. Well, they're making a comeback.
But the point is...
Enough to justify a Merkin.
No.
And even if you did have it, have a little down there, having none is fine, too. You don't need to go and get a Merkin.
Right. Unless you're embarrassed by your bald pie.
And you shouldn't be.
You can take
just like the straight across mustache.
Yeah, do that.
If they have like a sticker, you could just go landing strip, make it vertical.
Damn right. Boy, like a little Hitler stash down there. And just turn the other way around, though, so it's up and down. You don't want to look like your Hitler down there.
Yeah. Of course, the Merkin industry could
You'd hope not.
Nowadays, you probably would. Yeah. There's a lot of those out there.
Might attract
the MAGA
people.
Crowd might want to wear that Hitler mustache down there, right?
The Merkin industry could be helped, though, by a lot of these shows that are set in the 70s that we've been watching.
They are.
They've been making some extra money off of that.
They've been telling us that, yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got to mention this. It's an old story, but they posted it up on the third unofficial Todd and Tyler Radio Empire fan page. And the headline is,
it's the third one.
Louisiana officer faces 40 charges after recording himself having sex with animal. I don't know if you did this story.
What was kind of animals?
Horse.
I don't remember.
I think 40. It was a horse.
I don't remember this case, but you know, we go through so
and
many
the line that Adam, horses. I've got to give him credit here. He tags it with, some of those that work forces are the same that F horses.
Yeah.
A little nod to Rage.
Yeah.
I think that was an alternate lyric.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well, the horses are around the police station. Yeah. They don't really have a zoo there.
Oh, yeah. Nobody has. There's no police goats.
Are they good dogs?
Unfortunately for Puss. Yeah. God, the goat stuff's out of hand, man.
Horses is actually.
It was never in hand.
I mean, the listeners, I mean, they find a goat story everywhere and share with us.
I get Facebook messages. Puss probably needs to know about this.
I'm tagged on every goat story on Facebook.
Well, across the river from us, they're gathering a few goats to, cut down to eat some grass and weeds and whatnot in a park.
Okay.
Yeah.
And someone sent us a note on the email that said, keep Puss on your side of the river.
Never in hand, apparently.
Oh, there were a lot of stories where they're bringing in goats to clean up the debris and mow the lawn, basically.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we get every report of every herd of goats that goes out.
But there's one very close to us now.
Clean up the forest.
Yeah, we keep hearing about.
There is.
They're raking the forest.
Great.
Yeah. So
you
stay
act
on
like
this
you
side.
Don't know about this.
Yeah, stay on this side of the river, I'm being told that you need to do.
Sure. Sure.
Stay away from the homeland.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Iowa, the land of puss.
And goats. And
in the morning?
Puss and goats in the morning.
Yeah. We have breaking news here. According to the Wichita PD, they have identified the woman they accuse of dropping a significant poop.
We said that, right?
A significant poop.
No, they identified her.
And they're still going to find her. Right. They haven't found her yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's her name?
They hadn't scooped her up yet.
What's her name?
They didn't say.
Oh, you said they identified her.
Yeah, they did identify her, but they didn't publicly.
Okay. All right.
They know who she is.
Well, I saw the photo on the tweet yesterday that I sent out on our Twitter. I said, you know that person. You know it. Oh, look, Aunt Susie just crapped at a beauty salon. You know, there's an Aunt Susie out there listening right now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Going, hey!
Right. Has to explain.
But when you see pictures of people and you know them, you know who they are. It's hilarious. I mean, I've never seen anybody on TV that's been arrested where I actually know that person. But somebody has.
But snitches get stitches, man. Yeah.
Nah, you'd tell
you
them.
You can't sell out Aunt Susie for pooping in the hair store.
I am.
Oh, she's the pooper traitor.
Right.
Yeah, some poor kid has to be like, Mom?
Mom, exactly. Mom, is this you?
Well, it's got to suck for this lady. She's identified. She's probably going to have to take a crap. When you think about that every time.
She has those tights on a lot of women wear, too, so you had to...
The leggings.
She could have squirted right down the leggings and just walked out with it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, once again, I guess I can't disgust myself.
No, you're the kind of guy that probably would have watched the video if they had.
I watched that one with that girl in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gross.
Oh, I'd watch that video in a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for backing me on that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially just to see.
Faces of poop, I'll watch. I just don't watch faces of death. Right.
Yeah. It's gross, but it's not as troubling as faces of death.
No, faces of death, I cannot. I cannot watch those.
Well, then I want to see how eight wigs get involved.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
You watched the guy die on video, but it was a long way
away.
Yeah,
and it was on TMZ.
Still faces of death.
They were not going to show that on TMZ.
Well, did you see yesterday, there was video, and they were asking people not to keep resharing it on social media.
Oh, that's a way to do it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a way to do it.
Yeah.
People will comply when it comes to your requests for
social
media.
It was a guy who played for the Bears most recently. Yeah. He was running back. He blew out his ACL last year. Only played a couple games.
Right.
The Bears released him. Well, he was working out on Instagram Live, apparently, yesterday.
Leg gave out or something?
And his Achilles.
And you see it popping?
I guess. Live, on Instagram Live, boom, there goes his Achilles.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Okay. I'd watch that.
But yeah, they were like, well, don't share it, don't share it. It's like,
no, I've seen video
of guys.
It's
not gruesome.
Yeah, we've watched injuries are pretty bad.
Curl up the back of your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see a shockwave run up the back of the guy's leg.
Yeah,
that wouldn't bother me as much as when you see the thigh's been bit or somebody's ankle just turning the wrong way or the knee going the wrong way. That's pretty gross.
That's faces of injury.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they were trying to work the angle. Oh, he's been through a lot. Don't put the, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even enjoy faces of injury anymore.
Faces of poop, though. That's a fun one.
Well,
somebody's just pooping.
Unless the guy's getting kicked in the nuts.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm watching that all damn day. I'll watch reams of that video.
Reams of reaming?
Reams of reaming. I would watch that, too, for that
I'm a big fan of the skateboarder guy who thinks he can ride that rail all the way down and just didn't quite make it.
The baggy jean nut tap. I like that. Yeah, I like
that's
that one
funny.
Too. I like they're always kids too, so they can handle it.
You hope.
Yeah.
The last time I saw a Faces of Death type thing was in it. I didn't even mean to. It's
I know
when that cliff fell on that boat.
Oh, that was horrible.
And you're like, I hope those people are okay. Then you're like, there's no way.
They're not.
No way. But it was the rock was so big, you didn't get to see anything else. So
gigantic.
That helped with that. Even though it was hard. Knowing what happened is pretty brutal.
Yeah, it was half a mountain that fell on them.
Didn't see anybody getting crushed.
No.
You just saw
although they were.
But you know they were.
Getting taken out.
But faces of poop, Let's put together that video. Get to it, Push. You're the editor out there. Yeah.
I do audio only. I only work in one medium.
Okay, I got the audio for you then right here. Faces of poop right there.
Two mediums is too complicated for me.
There you go.
What do stores call merchandise that is like slightly defective or whatever? If they have like one of those sections, you could not shop there at that beauty store.
Open box.
Poop wig.
Like, why is this so cheap? Yeah.
It needs wash.
Yeah, it comes with shampoo.
And the funny thing is, there's somebody working at that beauty salon store today that is just sitting at the counter and then. The regulars are coming in. Well, you got to tell them what happened. Oh, you won't believe it. It's like a coffee clutch this morning. They're just all talking about
it. Were you here when it happened?
Yes, I was. It's right over there.
I wonder what she bought.
Yeah. Well, we didn't. Toilet paper, hopefully. Not only do they have that there, but.
She appears to be at the counter.
Big clothing or something.
Purchasing something.
Wipe your butt with. I don't know. Oh, a wig, I guess. I'll just take this wig because I already used it. I tried it on my ass.
Yeah, so she got out of the store before they figured out she'd done this.
Apparently. Who's going to wrestle her? She got poop all over her, man.
True.
Not going to tackle her from behind. Your face is right there in the shorts.
No.
It's a good thing.
You get that downfield tackle from behind, your face is right in their ass.
You probably don't want to touch the person who thinks it's okay to just poop in the store. It's probably a commentary on their general
she
hygiene.
She pooped in the store, not in her pants. I'll give her credit for that.
Okay. That's a good point.
Hey, do you have this in brown?
You do now.